KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, a full moon in the northwest horizon, and it's 5 degrees above zero. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A light dusting of snow and freezing road surfaces contributed to numerous minor accidents Tuesday evening along Interstate 80 in Cass and Pottawatomie counties. The accident report started coming into the Cass County Communications Center in Atlantic at around 5:50 p.m. Within minutes, two separate accidents were reported. Other accidents included a semi that tipped over near or on about exit 54, the Elkhorn exit. Despite the various mishaps, though, no injuries were reported. Cass County Sheriff's deputies transported some of the motorists whose vehicles became stuck to the valley at exit 71, where they obtained lodging or were able to seek other assistance. Snowfall in Atlantic amounted to just 2/10 of an inch late Tuesday afternoon and evening, and that melted into just 1/100 of an inch of liquid precipitation. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindemann Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindemann Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindemann Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindemann Tractor, true blue.
Patrons of the Oakland Riverside Community School District apparently were not convinced the district needed to replace three separate aging buildings with one brand new building south of Oakland that would house all of the district's students. For the second time in less than a year, a bond issue referendum that would have helped to pay for the $21.6 million project has failed. Unofficial results from the Pottawatomie County Auditor's Office indicate the $13.3 million bond issue received roughly 54% of the vote, 925 total yes votes to 758 no votes. A 60% supermajority was necessary in order for the measure to pass. A similar previous referendum failed last April when it received only 53% of the vote. Meanwhile, patrons of the Glenwood and Sydney Community School Districts have overwhelmingly approved the renewal of a Revenue Purpose Statement, or RPS. Unofficial results show the referendum garnered 406 yes votes to 54 no votes in Glenwood and 0 no votes in Sydney. A simple majority was needed for the measure to pass in both districts. The science program at the Walnut Community School has been awarded a Walnut Communications Growing Communities grant totaling $1,000. The grant was given to Mr. Brian Nichols and his science students in grades K through 12. The money will assist in purchasing several items needed for the science lab to assist in learning and also help to support student science project for the Iowa Science Fair. Mr. Nichols has a broader goal to expose students to the sciences and possibly develop career intentions in science-related fields. Letters of support for the project were received from members of the City Council, school board, and school staff. The Walnut Communications Growing Communities grant program was started several years ago to give back to the communities of Walnut Communications serves, which includes McClellan, Underwood, Neola, Persia, Minden, Shelby, Avoca, and Walnut. Each year, the grant program can award up to $10,000 total across those communities. Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond said yesterday that due to the recent precipitation and current snow cover, Montgomery County fire officials have agreed to lift the open burn ban, which was put into place last week. The ban was established due to abnormally dry conditions throughout all of Montgomery County. As a reminder to all area residents in his county, Hammond asks you to call the Montgomery County Communications Center at 623-5107 to report any open burns in Montgomery County that are taking place in order to prevent any unnecessary fire department responses. Hammond says all area fire departments want to thank the residents for their consideration of not open burning while the burn ban was in place during the abnormally warm and dry conditions that were present in the previous week. More than a dozen tenants of the Council Bluffs apartment complex who were displaced by a fire early Monday morning have received assistance in the form of food, clothing, and shelter from the American Red Cross. The fire at 215 South 10th Street happened at around 1:15 a.m. Monday. The blaze destroyed 7 units and displaced 17 residents. The cause remains under investigation. No injuries were reported. Residents of the apartment complex were provided with the necessities along with comfort and care based on need. A team of 5 volunteers from the Red Cross Metro Disaster Action Team responded to the fire to assist those affected families. The Red Cross depends on the generous support of Omaha Metro residents to respond to its neighbors who are affected by home fires. Officials say you can help the Red Cross continue to be ready to respond and help fire victims by making a financial contribution to the Nebraska Southwest Iowa region today. To make that donation, you can visit www.redcross.org, call 712-322-4017, or mail a check to 705 North 16th Street in Council Bluffs. The zip code is 51501. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon with Lindemann Tractor. We've got a couple nice New Holland tractors. One of them is a New Holland TJ four-wheel drive. It's an 07. It's got 2,200 hours on it. Power shift transmission, PTO. It's got 710 duals on it. Real sharp tractor, came from a local home here. Stop in here to Lindemann Tractor and take a look at that 380. If you're thinking about maybe a row crop four-wheel drive tractor, we've got a TJ 325 New Holland tractor. It's an 05 with 2,400 hours. This tractor's set up with 3-point PTO, just an excellent grain cart tractor or a great tractor for pulling a planter. If you've got some spring tillage, be a great tractor for putting on that late anhydrous or doing some touching up in the field, take a look at this TJ 325 or even the 380. Two real sharp tractors. Stop into Lindemann Tractor here in Atlantic, your New Holland dealer, Lindemann Tractor, true blue.
In the funeral announcements, Paul William Nissen, age 77, of Minden, died Friday at the Midlands Living Center. Funeral services for Paul Nissen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Gene Hudson, age 83, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Saturday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Gene Hudson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Russell Strable, age 61, of Messina, died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Russell Strable will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Don Mays, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Don Mays will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Peggy Ann Kindhart, age 72, of Oakland, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Peggy Ann Kindhart will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And John Waters, age 89, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for John Waters will be held at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. That is a check of the news this hour, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.